Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Oshkosh police say a 60-year-old Reedsburg woman was injured and her dog killed in a collision with a semi-truck on Interstate 41 southbound late Wednesday night. Officers tried to intercept the woman who was driving the wrong way. The person who reported it then advised them the vehicle had collided with a semi, blocking all three southbound lanes. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Her dog died in the crash. A local animal hospital took custody of the dog. The 53-year-old man driving the semi suffered no injuries. Oshkosh Police Department, the State Patrol, and the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department also assisted at the scene. The accident on I-41 southbound and Witzel Avenue was reported just after 11:30 Wednesday evening. The 50-year-old Nina man who drove a vehicle the wrong way in Waupaca County, causing a crash that killed four siblings, is asking the court to throw out his no-contest pleas and give him a new trial. In a motion for post-conviction relief filed this week, Scott Farmer claims a judge didn't sign a warrant for a blood draw, but had a deputy sign the judge's name to the warrant. The blood draw determined Farmer's blood alcohol content was 0.346, more than four times the legal limit and 17 times the limit for someone with four previous OWI convictions. Farmer also contends his lawyer was ineffective. During the December 16, 2023 crash on Highway 10 in Waiawiga, Daniel, Fabian, Lillian, and Daniela Gonzalez died when their SUV was hit by Farmer. All four siblings are originally from Ecuador. A hearing on Farmer's motion has not been scheduled yet. The State Public Defender's Office is opposing Katrina Bauer's request to have her attorney replaced, saying doing so would be, quote, inefficient and counterproductive, unquote. But the attorneys Bauer suggested say they could step into the case. Bauer, the mother of Elijah Vu, faces four charges, including chronic neglect of a child, consequences death, in connection with the treatment, disappearance, and subsequent death of the three-year-old boy. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is charged with physical abuse of a child, causing death, and hiding a corpse. A two-and-a-half-week trial for both is scheduled to begin April 14th of 2027. Bauer recently wrote the court asking that her attorney, Amber Gratz, be replaced. Envision Greater Fond du Lac hosted a Make My Move information session and community roundtable yesterday in Fond du Lac. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
The session was open to anyone interested in strengthening of Fond du Lac County's workforce. Envision secured a state grant, provided a match, and got other contributions, creating about a $500,000 pool to attract 32 out-of-state households to Fond du Lac County for its workforce over the next 2 years. Envision CEO and President Sadie Howell says employers are having a problem right now attracting workers, so you can imagine with a 1% growth rate what it'll be like in the long term.
It has employers looking longer term to say, does it make sense for us to stay and grow here in Fond du Lac County if I don't have a workforce?
More information about the Make My Move program is available on Envision's website. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Ripon Chamber of Commerce invites area residents to a Twilight Garden Tour on Saturday, July 18th. Multiple garden sites in and around Ripon will be visited for self-guided tours from 4 until 7 p.m., and there is an afterglow at Vines and Rush's Winery from 7 until 8. Tickets are available at the eventbrite.com, which can be accessed on the Ripon Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. More information about the Twilight Garden Tour is also available on the Chamber's website on their calendar page. The Iola Car Show and Swap Meet got underway Thursday with thousands of people coming out to see classic cars, live music, and more. The show's theme this year is America's Car Show and Swap Meet, with red, white, and blue themed vehicles from 1995 and earlier, as well as military vehicles. Gates open daily at 7 a.m., with events running all the way until 7 o'clock on Friday and Sunday. Tickets for a single day are $20. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.